I'm Stephen Pythman, and this is Connections, the podcast. It's usually lively, but can also be slow and tender. In fact, the dance, and the music name for it, has varied widely from place to place over the past 400 years, and it's still going strong. The gavotte began as a French folk dance, but by the late 16th century it had become a favorite of the king and his court. In Antoine Arbaud's collection of dance music, published in 1589, it's described as a sort of line dance that travels sideways, requiring the crossing of the feet twice in each step pattern, followed by a hop. The Floraligio Ensemble in a gavotte from Antoine Arbaud's collection of dance music, published in 1589. The gavotte, like most court dances of the 17th and 18th centuries, was borrowed from the common folk. Over time, however, there was less dancing to the music and more listening, all the while preserving those familiar dance rhythms. That's especially true of the Baroque suites by Bach, Telemann, and Handel, whose classic format featured four dance styles at first, the Allemande, Courant, Sarabande, and Gigue. Over time, however, composers added other types of dance music to the mix, the bourrée, minuet, passe-pied, rigadoon, and the gavotte. While many of these dance styles were altered considerably when used in orchestral suites, for some reason the gavotte never lost its rhythm, its relative simplicity of texture and clear phrasing, even at a lively tempo, as in George Philip Telemann's suite in C major, his Water Music. The New London Consort and the Gavotte from George Philip Telemann's Water Music from 1723. Bach favored the Gavotte for his popular orchestral suites, or overtures as he called them, including the one that follows the famous air on a G-string. Telemann's Gavotte still sounds like dance music. Bach's sounds absolutely regal. Gavotte from Bach's suite in D major. Bach's French suites are shorter and simpler than many of his other keyboard works, and the gavottes are particularly playful in spirit. Thank you. I'm Stephen Pythman, and that's just a sample from this week's hour-long Connections. You can listen to the full show at capradio.org/connections. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to Connections, the podcast. And thanks.